The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
The shining personality of the person who could see good in others. Shalom uvracha. The past few days we're talking about how to deal with situations, interactions with people that dislike you or even looking to do harm to you. And we saw the three steps that Chayyus of Ovid said, or maybe four steps. Number one is realize that everything is in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No one can do anything to us against the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Number one. So the main person we have to be in good relations with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The more we behave in a way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has nachas ruach from us, that is the best protection. Come on, if there's dangers, we have to do the other style to protect ourselves. But very often it's not real danger, and very often it's just ego things. So number one is be good terms with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Number two, as much as possible, to down the other person with chav tzchus. Sometimes in a chanami, there is something that you are doing that maybe is causing him to behave that way. Or maybe he has certain problems within himself, and maybe that's why he's behaving this fashion, and maybe you could help him out. And then he said the third thing, which is the hardest of them all, that even though somebody behaves to you improperly, adarabba, go out of your way to see how you could benefit him and be good for, and do good things for him. We know Gedolei Yisrael. This famous mitzvah of Moshe Feinstein about somebody who mamish was mezalzel with him. He wrote a whole book against Moshe Feinstein, and then eventually the person needed haskama from Moshe Feinstein, and Moshe Feinstein without a question gave him the haskama. It was an avoider. You have to be Moshe Feinstein for that, but everybody on his level, that's really what Hashem wants us, that always look for the benefit of others and even when it's not so easy to do it. Now, it sounds a little bit like we're saying that, we're really expected to be what they call like these Nebuch people, that everyone's taking advantage of them. Basically, what we're saying is that always, as much as I can, give the other person, no matter how bad he's behaving, the benefit of the doubt, and try to be nice to them. And in respect to myself, I always have to try to perfect myself. Sounds like a pretty horrible life, that in respect to myself, I'm always trying to perfect myself and be willing to criticize myself and respect everybody else. I'm always going out of my way to try to justify them and say that they are the Seder when they don't seem to be the Seder. So the truth is, the Chazanish and his Sefer Muna Bitoch has a beautiful piece on it, which they don't have in front of me today. Maybe one day we'll read it together. But that's what he describes. He calls him a Yafei Nefesh, a person who has a beautiful countenance, a beautiful nature, beautiful, led by his neshama. And that's what he says, that he describes this person as when people do not react properly to them, he recognizes that people
Kol HaLashon
aren't perfect, and you never know what this person's going through, and I don't have to expect them to behave perfectly to me. Together with that, he says, but not to look down at the person. You know, there's one way of saying, you know, well, this guy's not behaving nicely to me. Okay, I don't care about what he's doing to me, but he's a nobody. No, he's a good person. Just he's having control. He's having problems controlling his nature or whatever it is. That's on the one side. So finding the good in the other person, and then he says, Misad Hasheni, this same person who we're talking about over here, when he interacts with people, he's always going out of his way to be extra careful, to be sensitive to them, not to hurt their feelings. So once again, you see this description, it sounds like, whoa, what type of life is this person? He's always going out of his way to make people feel good, and when people don't behave properly to him, so he's always justifying them. But he ends up with a beautiful thing, which I really have to see the words inside, but he says that this person's nefesh is so purified that all of these things don't affect him. And in other words, he doesn't need extra energy to like constantly control himself, that I really want to be upset at the guy, but I'm working on myself. The person gets the right attitude, the attitude clear, and it's a lifetime of work, but something to strive for. that I'm always striving for heaven, seeing the big picture. I'm in this world, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in this world. He gave me everything I need. And I'm out here to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to look for the good of other people and to see how I can be the best person and not to be judgmental about other people. Other rabbis, mechazik them as much as I can. When you see that picture, it's such a wonderful feeling. He says the person feels so good with himself that when these things happen to him, it doesn't even affect him. And his life is full of ne'imais be'aminoi netzach, simcha v'gil. He's always full of simcha and ne'imas and a good feeling. So, like we said, the last few shiurim seem to be pretty demanding about how we deal with people that are not acting to us with the kavod we feel we deserve and not behaving properly towards us. And the goyish way of looking at it, though, you have to be like this naive person, just give in, the weak person. And we're saying it's the other way around. You're not the weak person. You're the refined, you're the pure, you're the exalted human being that sees the big picture. And when you see the big picture, then everything fits into place and you realize there's nothing to be upset about. I don't even have to work on myself. I don't have to be upset and hold it in till you see the steam coming through my nostrils. No, it's wonderful. Everything's good. I'm happy with what I can do. And if I could help the other person, good. And if I can't, I can't. And as far as myself, I am demanding towards myself because, like I'm saying, I'm living in a beautiful world of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I want to do the maximum I can to emulate him. You should be zeicher to this beautiful, shining life, always full of happiness and contentment and feeling that goodness that I got it right. I see what the world is all about. And mir tzitzen, if we do that, will be good for ourselves and good for everybody else. Shalom aruch.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.